Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Kat. That's C-A-T, pushing all the buttons. Kat, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, all your premier podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. Give me a follow. And if you found me on TikTok, well, TikTok to you. We are going to shout out two towns in the European region of the world. One is Brest, France. Brest is there in the Brittany region of France, home of the two very special things in this world, home of the Brittany dog and the wonderful creation of the Seafood Tower. I'm going to have the Seafood Tower maybe here over the holidays. And if you are French, bon anni and joyeux Noël. Our other town is Riga Lafia. Riga was founded in 1201. It's a historic center of the UNESCO World Heritage Site, noted for its Art Nouveau architecture and its 19th century wooden architecture. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right, alcohol is always in abundance here on the back porch. With Christmas almost here, Kat says she's dreaming of a white Christmas, but if she runs out of white, she will drink red. Today, I'm doing shots of Fireball. It's cold out here on the back porch. A couple of shots of Fireball will warm you right up. Kat, what you sipping?
I am awaiting the new year. I have a cranberry French 75, also known as a mistletoe kiss.
Ooh, sounds sweet like you, babe.
Thanks, doll.
All right, I just can't get over all the cradle robbing going on with these celebrities these days. It's creepy. It's disgusting. And the thing I can't get through my head is when you're the younger person in these cradle robbing relationships, is how do you get up every day and look at the old creepy guy you're dating? And I know everybody will say, well, it's all about the money. It's all about the Benjamins. The only way these young ladies are hanging around these old dudes is because of their wealth. But, you know, what about self-respect? Where did that go? Most of these relationships don't last anyway. Let's look at a few of these cradle robbers. First up, this one hit the news, I guess, months ago, is Bill Belichick. And I don't know what that little girl's name is. Do you know what her name is?
No.
All right. Belichick, whatever.
Brittany or Lacey or some sort of E ending.
I don't know. They met on a plane or something and discussed philosophy. Bill Belichick, whatever. He was coach of the Patriots. Kind of old, mean-looking dude. Not much personality. But can you imagine the girlfriend taking this dude over to meet the parents? I don't get it. Belichick is 72, and this chick's what, in her 20s?
Right. Just 20s. I believe she's 27.
It's freaking insane.
Years old.
If anybody knows who Stephen Bauer is, I think he's famous for the movie Scarface. This man is 59, looks like he's 69, divorced 3 times, red flags all over the place. He's dating Lyta London, whoever she is. 40 years difference. What possibly could they have in common?
I don't know.
What are we chatting about? 59 and 19.
I can see what the guy is getting at. He's looking at her and thinking he's a young guy. And obviously he's on the blue pills because that's the only way he could probably satisfy her sexually, I would think. And I don't get it. I mean, what do you talk about? I mean, sure, if you want to sit there with philosophy, go for it. But I mean, after that,
I mean, there's so many generations apart.
Right.
Like you said, what do they have in common and what do they talk about? Probably not much.
I mean, how many times is he saying back in my day?
I'm sure some of these young ladies probably have like single digit IQs. Here's a good one. Mel Gibson. If you've seen Mel lately, that's a rough looking 60-year-old man. He's dating a lady named Rosinda Ross, coming in at the ripe old age of 25. And if you've seen a picture of Mel and Miss Ross standing beside each other, it's pretty gross. I didn't know this one. David Schwimmer from Friends fame
right.
is known for going after the younger ladies.
Well, see, you know, here's my thing. Okay. As a woman, there's a certain age where you're like out, going out, you know, going to the club, doing that. After a certain age, you're not doing that.
That's right.
Anymore. So what's out there to be going at the club and picking up girls?
Right.
The youngest, newest generation. It's just like in high school. You would have guys who are seniors who would always go after the freshmen that just showed up because they're the newest chicks on the block.
Easy target.
Easy target. So I don't know if they're still in that.
It's a little predatory.
Yeah, very predatory.
Here's one I didn't know. Jerry Seinfeld was a sleazeball back in the day. When he was 45, he married a lady who was 28. Which that one's kind of borderline. But before that, when Jerry was in his 30s, he was hot after this 17-year-old girl. Which that's called disgusting.
I mean, and do we think that these relationships are both consenting adults, but we don't think it's going to be a long-term relationship? I mean,
they don't last.
They don't last. Okay, according to several studies, a marriage of a 20-year or greater age gap with significantly higher risk of divorce, and some research indicating 95% of increased likelihood of divorce compared to couples with similar ages. Essentially, the larger the age gap, the greater chance for marital breakdown due to potential differences of stages of life, values, and goals. I mean, I heard somebody the other day, I'm going to probably talk about this show probably in another podcast, it was on Netflix called Later Daters. And I enjoyed it because there were people our age were going out there and trying to date and how tough it is, and especially to try and date in your age group. And there was one woman who was our age, sat there, I don't want to be a nurse and I don't want to be a purse.
That's right.
So
they're after something.
So do these girls eventually want to end up being these guys' nurses or what?
Right. Because
they're obviously going after the purse.
Yeah. Here's one everybody knows about, Leonardo Cradle Robber DiCaprio. He's got a thing for Victoria's Secret models. Probably holds the record for getting women to sign the, what is it, NDA?
Yeah,
the
non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah, Leonardo, it's a little weird. This one kind of hurts. Bradley Cooper. Everybody loves Bradley. Come on, dude. Suki Waterhouse?
Right.
She's cool, but is this a match? I don't think so.
Yeah, but the chick he's with now, I think, is even younger than Suki Waterhouse.
Oh, he's not with her anymore?
No.
Oh, he's with the Hadid?
Bella Hadid.
Okay.
Or one of the Hadids. The other is Hadid.
Come on, Bradley. find...
Who's already been through the boy band guy, had a kid with him, and then is now with, I don't know, Bradley.
She went through all the Jonas's. It's bad. The cradle robbing. It's not just old dudes creeping on young ladies. There are some celebrity cougars out there who flipped the script. Madonna.
Oh, God.
Has dated some young bloods. Jennifer Lopez has embarrassed herself by dating younger men. And who hadn't?
I mean,
she dated.
I can see the attraction. You know, he can bring the wood, he doesn't need the blue pill.
Right. He's the young guy.
He's ready to rock, but
he can cut the grass, go get the groceries.
Right.
And shit.
He's a
pool boy.
A glorified assistant. Right. Cabana boy at best.
Right.
And you know, and if they're down for it and it works out, that's great. But how long, what the heck do you talk about?
I don't know. This one's a little weird. Kris Jenner, who's responsible for flooding the world with the Kardashian skanks.
The momager.
She's dating a dude 25 years younger than her old 69-year-old ass.
Well, they seem to have a happy relationship.
It looks totally wrong. We could go on and on. Sean Penn's been disgusting. Billy Joel, Alex Baldwin, Rob Stewart, Jack Nicholson. Just one filthy pig after another. Just the reason we brought it up in 2025 is because it almost seems like it's accepted now. You know, nobody even questions what this garbage is.
Yeah, no, but what does mom and dad say when you bring home 72-year-old former Patriots coach?
That was the one that, like, when you saw the pictures of those two, it's just... Come on, man. It's all wrong. Society doesn't check itself anymore. It's sad but true. Let's roll right into one tough, awesome lady. All right. This lady is Betty Friedan?
Friedan.
Born in 1921 from Peoria, Illinois. Peoria. Sorry, Peoria, Illinois. Betty... Say it again.
Friedan.
Was an activist, writer, leading figure in the women's movement. She co-founded the
National Organization for Women,
right.
Also known as NOW.
Yes.
In 1966.
Her book, The Feminine Mystique,
right,
sparked the second wave of feminism here in the United States. She had many causes, expanding women's education, their political rights, abortion rights. She gave many women a voice at a time when mass media, educators, politicians believed a woman's place was being a wife and mother.
Right. I mean, it was like women had at a point, and I can understand that you've dedicated your whole life to taking care of other people, and then you don't feel like you have anything for yourself at the end of the day.
Right.
I mean,
there's nothing wrong with being a wife and a mother. Just Betty knew there was more to achieve.
Right.
She
it isn't. It isn't all. Is my pie crust flaky or not? I mean, seriously. Back if you go back to commercials back in the 60s and 50s. It was all on you about how good something was and how clean my floors were and how this
right.
and how reflection on you
right.
and the world that you need to fix stuff
right.
rather than fixing something with inside yourself. So
she called it the problem that has no name.
Right.
Referring to, I guess, the depressed suburban housewife.
Right.
Now, Betty brought this to the forefront. You got to remember, this was like late 50s, early 60s. So it wasn't a popular cause. She saw so many women who dropped out of college, had kids.
Well, it used to be a thing. Are you going to get your bachelor's degree? Are you going to get your MRS?
Yeah. I mean, they never got to, you know, seek their true potential.
No.
Women their days revolved around making beds and going to get the groceries.
And usually if you were doing that, usually if you did get a degree, you were either becoming a nurse or a teacher. There wasn't anything kind of, or gone to the secretarial pool.
Right. Betty, say it again.
Friedan.
She wanted women to assert themselves and let them know they were capable of seeking any career path they chose. And that makes Betty Friedan.
Friedan.
One tough, awesome lady. Are we watching stuff?
I watched this.
Oh,
And I just don't know. Netflix put out, with the NFL's help and their contracts and such, Aaron Rodgers, Enigma.
You watched that?
I watched all three episodes.
You didn't tell me.
I didn't tell you because I was leaving it up for tonight. And me having had an ankle injury not that long ago, and him having a ankle injury back
what
in
was
September
his, what
2023.
Was his injury compared to
was,
yours?
It was an Achilles rupture, which is actually supposed. I looked it up. It's actually supposedly worse than my having my broken ankle. But here's my issue. He's walking. He doesn't really have a cast on. He've done surgery. All the surgery's in the back of his heel. But he's like pretend walking with the sticks that you hold yourself on.
Crutches?
Over. Crutches. He's trying, but he's not really walking. And he's on the field.
This and is right after it happened.
I was still, you know.
Well, his was worse, but he, well, he's an athlete.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I have a feeling he pushed and pushed and pushed. I mean, they showed some of his episodes with the physical therapist. He's, you know, well, she's got him on a half weight-bearing treadmill, and he's trying to push how fast he can go the whole time. And here's another thing. I sat there and watched him drive himself to the Meadowlands. I could not drive myself anywhere for, what, 12 weeks? It was, I don't wish the man any ill will, but he was really pushing it. I know he's a professional athlete and everything. He's got the team and
well,
blah,
he
blah,
got
blah.
Back on the field.
He
the
got back
the
on the
season.
Field, but I'm just saying he was really pushing this to the limit of what you're really supposed to be doing. Anyway, the first episode was back at his Chino, California days, and then going to Butte University and then to Berkeley. You know, and that was somewhat.
Where did he play college football?
He played at University of Butte first, and then he went to University of California, Berkeley. Yeah. And then he didn't stay the whole time, even though he's supposed to be so smart. He went on to the NFL and then had to play with Brett Favre, to be under Brett Favre at the Green Bay Packers, you know, and having to
I forgot about that. Then Favre left to go play for the Vikings or somebody.
Right.
And then Aaron got out there, and they found out he was great.
He was great, you know.
And they won the Super Bowl, all that.
And then, you know, he had some off years. I don't know. And then, of course, they go into later on his going to Costa Rica and doing ayahuasca. And if that's your path and that you feel like you need that to take the vaccine, hello, you're a nurse. That's called science. You need to believe in science before you believe in your personal liberties not to take a shot.
Look, he's got a lot of wacky thoughts, and he's trying to get inside his head and see what's going on.
And I don't have a problem with that journey. It's his personal view on, you know, they had the whole thing of him taking a hike with RFK and RFK wanting him to be his vice president.
Oh, they went into that?
They went into that. And it was, you know, he's like, I can't believe this is going on. I'm in a ayahuasca tent in a sweat lodge, and I'm hearing all this stuff about I'm going to be the next vice president. I don't miss the guy.
Seriously? He was seriously talking about it.
Yes. was seriously talking about it.
All right. Did they bring up anything about his, you know, when things aren't going right on the field, he wants to blame the coach, the offensive coordinator. I need different receivers. They
never really got into the what he was been doing this year. Let's fire the coach and bring.
Well,
him
he
off.
Did it at Green Bay too before he left.
Right. So anyway, if you want to see a brand new side of Aaron Rodgers, go ahead and watch it. Please do.
I'll watch it. I don't like him and I don't know him, but I'll see. You know. If it's slanted to one side,
it? Like he talked about the whole thing, with his separation with his family, and he put that on to be, he went to Berkeley, and he came from a very religious family, and he just didn't want to be that religious anymore. He just wanted to look at other
ideas. Oh, I didn't know they were religious.
Oh, yes. And then he said that's one of the reasons for the separation with his family.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So, anyway. If you want to check it out, it's on Netflix. I mean, have an open mind. I bet that ayahuasca and all the... If you have an alternative way of doing something to get better, trust me, over here, I'm using red light therapy like it's, you know, Christmas every day. If that's the thing that's going to make you better, go ahead. It's just when you put your ideas on other people about things, that's when I kind of have a problem. Anyway... If you want to check out Aaron Rodgers' Enigma, it's there on Netflix.
All right. Woo! I'm parched.
You're parched.
I need a shot. We got a shot, babe?
We have the polar bear shot. It is half peppermint schnapps and half white creme de coco.
That's it.
That's it. Clear as a bell.
It does look like water. Woo! Ow! It's good.
It's good.
It's sort of like swallowing a peppermint candy.
I enjoy it. That was actually a pretty good shot.
What's in it again?
It is, I put 1 ounce of peppermint schnapps, 1 ounce of clear creme de coco.
Woo! Check out the polar bear shot. That's a good one. All right, today we were bumpered in with Fergie. Fergie's real name, Stacey Ann Ferguson, 49 years young from Hacienda Heights, California. Fergie, best known for being in the group
Black Eyed Peas.
From
also, before that, she was in a girl group called Wild Orchid.
Yeah, don't remember that. The Black Eyed Peas, everybody knows. That was a good run, like early 2000s to 2018.
Right.
Fergie's had a very successful career outside of the Black Eyed Peas, selling millions of records, winning 8 Grammys, I didn't know, along the way. Her first album, The Duchess, this album had hit after hit. Fergielicious, Clumsy, London Bridge, Glamorous, and Big Girls Don't Cry, the song we were bumpered in with today. Fergie released Double Duchess in 2017 with the singles L.A. Love, MILF, and Life Goes On.
She has appeared in films such as Poseidon, 2006, Grindhouse, 2007, 9, 2009, and Marmaduke. Maybe Marmaduke might have been her last one.
She was a child actor.
Right.
Back in the day, Fergie was smoking hot. I'm not saying she's not now, but she was. Only hiccup along her journey was 2018 NBA All-Star Game. She called it a jazz version of the national anthem. The national anthem has taken a whooping here lately.
People try and do new renditions and their own, you know, mixes, and I think you need to stick with, you know, the Whitney Houston after the Gulf War.
Give it
rendition.
All you got. Fergie, awesome lady. Very smart lady. She's launched footwear lines, successful fragrance lines.
Yeah, it was called Outspoken.
Smart business lady.
She was a cheerleader, a straight A student, a spelling bee champ, and a Girl Scout.
I love a girl who can spell. Check out Fergie. wherever you get your music. I want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We will see y'all down the road.
See ya.
Take the baby steps till I'm full grown.